up. Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Rules for honking. When do you do it? Or maybe you don't do it at all. 280-1025. All right, Brandon, you're not a honker?
I do not honk whatsoever.
Except you do have an exception. What is it?
So it's pretty rare that I honk, and actually the other day somebody cut me off and I was with my wife and I honked and she looked at me like something terrible happened, because it is maybe once every 2 years.
So why do you think this particular incident set you off?
I honestly, I thought I was going to get hit by the person, so I made sure that they knew it, that they were there.
Okay.
But really, the worst part is when I'm riding with my wife, and she'll reach over and honk the horn while I'm driving.
Oh, yeah. My wife's done that for me.
My wife.
And I'm like, yeah. And so I ask her, I'm like, what was it? She's like, I think I saw my sister walking. Do you think she knows it was us?
That's hilarious. All right, thanks, Brandon. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye. Stephanie, hi.
Hi.
You are a honker.
I am.
Okay.
I have no honking shame.
So you honk daily?
Probably not daily. I'm going to go ahead and average it maybe 2 to 3 times per week.
Okay.
Okay. That's a lot. That'd be a lot for me.
What sets you off the most?
Not surprisingly, the school drop-off lane. I honk at it. I mean, here's the issue. Like, really, we're in January. We're in February. Excuse me. We should be at a point where you can slow down, open your car door, and your child can be able to launch themselves out with minimal injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have to sit there and watch your child, like, walk into the school, you need a perk.
Yeah.
I will honk at you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand. It does drive me crazy as we get later in the year. It's like, come on.
Let's go.
Why do we not know the system yet? It drives me crazy.
The rage that the school drop-off line just gives you is ridiculous. But, yeah, no, I'll honk because they're wrong.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Bye. Sam, hi.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning. You're a frequent honker?
I am absolutely a frequent honker.
Okay. What set you off?
So there are two main reasons that set me off. But first, I got to set the stage. I'm married, and my wife hates that I do it. She is not a honker. But I have no kids, and I am the most impatient person ever.
It's good to know yourself.
It is. That's right.
The two most things that set me off is not turning right on red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even people that don't even look, they're just sitting there having a conversation, or they're on their phone, and you can turn right on red, but they're not even trying to creep up. They're just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. I understand your frustration. What's the second one?
The second one is in the turning lane with oncoming traffic. You're in the left lane, and most of them are now, what, yellow arrows?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sitting way behind the light. You can creep out a little bit, and you can, you know, and then they sit there, and then it will, and then they'll go, and nobody else can go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be
mm-hmm.
ready, people.
Yes.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Right.
I hear you.
Unreal. Unreal. Iowa drivers, we got to get together. Let's go.
Thanks, Sam. You have a good one. Take care. Bye.
Hey, see you guys.
So, Matt, you don't want to honk.
No, I want to honk, but I can't because it would make everything worse.
Okay.
The thing that aggravates me the most when I'm driving is when you pull up to like a four-way and you know who's supposed to have the right-of-way,
uh-huh.
but they don't care.
Yep.
So they start waving people through, and they think, oh, I'm being nice. I'm going to let you in. And, like, no. Stop doing that. I want to honk at you, but then you're just going to stop more.
You're right. It won't help. It won't help in that situation.
No, right. It won't.
Okay. No.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good one. Right, take care. Bye.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.